오케이, 드링크 내려봐.
드링나루 라샤는 임시
오늘 라죠. 오케이, 전 the today we are having the liberation in the home. 오케이. 응? 오야, 폰 구두와.
라룸시인가 거기도.
오케이. So, page number 이거 왔네.
링약기아 순지수 기아를 임시 리긴치.
야, 야, 아니, 오케이. Now we'll start from the remaining part of the last article. 오케이. So now here that mainly you can see that it talks. 갑자기 가지 라미.
약간 숨지 속에 이름죠.
숨지 숨지 속에 들어와. 야야. 어 가리버래.
다시 냠지 이름지.
응. 다시 냠지 뒤에 스타트업다. 어. 응.
나오죠.
어. 다저저 다시 냠지 들어와. 들어와. 어. So, so here that we talk about generally developing the bodhicitta, there is a two way. One is the giving and taking two way. One is the as we finish the here it talks again about the seventh point of the mind training, because in the seventh point of the mind training it talks about how we can generate the bodhicitta. Because as I mentioned before, because sometimes the self-cherishing attitude is very tricky, very tricky. You might feel that you are not a self doing the self-cherishing attitude, but it's deep down you might be holding the self-cherishing attitude. Yeah. Because the self-cherishing attitude is something really, it make if you what you like is mainly that you are get addicted with the something that you make you comfortable and make you happy. That's mainly come from the self-cherishing attitude. So that's why now here you can see that it talks about again the seven point of the mind training. So I'm not so sure that the seven point of mind training okay. Now maybe seven point of the mind training it will talk again here. So maybe I will briefly talk about the seven point of the mind training. That is the one of the most important part of the mind training practice. So here the now the it in the when you really want to practice the bodhicitta, the main important thing is that you have to reduce the self-cherishing attitude. That's the most important thing, because the self-cherishing attitude is sometimes slowly if you try to focus on the self mainly, because when you are happy or when you are something very comfortable, that you get addicting with it, no? So that's why you have become the too selfish. So that's why when you look at the people and the people when they claim they are not selfish, in the reality they are more selfish. When the people says that they are selfish, they are less selfish. It's very strange, yeah. If you look at the people who always says they are not selfish, they are really in the reality they are more selfish. The people who says they are selfish, in the reality they are less selfish. Okay, can you just turn off the recording? Okay, I just thought to tell the one. You can start the recording, okay? Sometimes you may not know that the self-cherishing attitude is coming. That's why the bodhicitta practitioner always should be aware that how the self-cherishing attitudes comes and arise in mind, okay? Now, when you realize that how the self-cherishing attitude comes, then only you can practice the bodhicitta. Otherwise, the bodhicitta, whatever you talk the bodhicitta about, the self-centered attitude will be deep down there, then it cannot be the bodhicitta practice. So yeah, self-cherishing attitude, no? So that is something very tricky part of the in the mind. So now you can see that now how we can train the mind. So they talks about the seven point of the mind training, yeah. Mind training, the first sentence is to the great homage to the great compassion. So homage to the great compassion, that is something that a very important message again, the most talk about a great compassion, yeah. So great compassion, so as you know that now the two things are coming on this point. First is the homage to the great compassion, then he talks about practicing the preliminary practices, isn't it? This is the first point of the mind training. So that is the first one. I think the preliminary practices, I think you all know that, no? In the Lamrim, the preliminary practices, you all know it, so I will not talk about that. So training the yourself with the true type of the bodhicitta, no? So it's the ultimate bodhicitta. and related bodhicitta marve. The ultimate bodhicitta training is a true training, and it's a mind which can realize the emptiness that we call the ultimate bodhicitta. So most important thing is that we have to know the one thing, that the, what the ultimate bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is a mind which can realize the emptiness that we consider as the ultimate bodhicitta. That is the ultimate bodhicitta. One is a relative bodhicitta, means a mind which can relative bodhicitta, no? Relative bodhicitta is mainly the main bodhicitta. Now it talks about the main bodhicitta. Relative bodhicitta. Now that when you look the bodhicitta, main point of the bodhicitta is to benefiting the others. So that's why the benefiting the other is mainly, it talks about the, it's a benefiting the others. It's one of the main important key point of the bodhicitta. So that's why in the Buddha's rule, Buddha said the one thing that the monks are not allowed to keep the more than the two, the begging bowl, no? Not allowed to keep more than one. But the Buddha keeps the begging bowl, but the sake of the other, if you kill the one more begging bowl, for the sake of the others, you are allowed. Sake of the others, you can keep the 10 bowl, begging bowls, it will be fine. But the, for the sake of the yourself, you can keep only one begging bowl, yeah. So that's why in the Buddha's rule, so that's why the Buddha said the sake of the other and the sake of the self. Two things are very different. So that's why the, when you do something, when you are self, Buddha said you cannot keep a lot of things. But your community or the Sangha or organization or the something like that, you can keep as much as you can. There's no Buddha's apply the rules. So Buddha's, when the rules comes true like that, when you keep the something for the sake of the others, then you can keep it. Monks can keep the extra begging bowl. Monks cannot keep the extra begging bowl, save of the their self, they cannot keep it. So that is the rules of Buddha. So that's why the things, so that's why the one thing that we have to understand that generally, so that's why the Buddha was very much encouraged through the monks and the nuns and through the benefiting the others. That's why he encouraged a lot for that. So that's why the monks have the, just can keep the only the few of the assets, but it's come to the monastery or the organization, there's a no limitation. Buddha has no limitations of it. So that's why the one thing that we have to understand that the, when you are talking about the bodhicitta and the compassion, that's why the two things always you have to understand, your personal label and the sangha label. There's a two labels that you have to understand. Dharma practice, when the Buddha was talking the Dharma practice of the something, lots of the things of the Buddha, mainly he brings on this personal label. Sometimes when you bring through the organization labels or the Sangha labels, the his rule is different. That should not be mixed. So that's why, so like in the monastery, so they used to run the business like a shop, restaurants, all they do, because this comes from the organization label, Sangha label is a very allotted. Monk's personal label, monks have the depth, he can do the business. Otherwise, he was not allowed to do the business. So that's why in the Buddhas, in the Vinaya here, clearly differentiate that the, how can be things can be used. Someone offered to the Buddha, someone offered to the Dhamma, someone offered to the Sangha. These three kind, how can be used? He was very clearly mentioned in the Buddhas, the Vinaya rules. So in the monastery, one thing that when we're the kid, always have to say the one thing. It's the monastery property, monastery property. So that will we have to take more care for. That's a community or Sanghas, no? When you have the community Sanghas property, that will be, you have to treat the much, much importance. So now the, what is happening is your personal label, you care so much. When you come to the community things and the nation things, you will not care that much. That is totally wrong. But the personal label, you will try to achieve more, do more, everything, the personal label, you will try to do your best. When you come to the community's things, nation's things, then you will lose that interest to do the good things. Because you are too attached for yourself. Yeah, so that's the thing. Okay, so that's why the Buddha was talking, as I told, the Buddha said that when you're benefiting the other, sake of the benefiting the other, he allowed a lot of things. So sake of the, like a community's wise, when you're the benefiting the other, he allowed to do the business also, he allowed it. So for the community labor. Because that is the benefiting the others, sake of the benefiting the others. Sake of the benefiting the others, even the monks, for the sake of the others, he can keep the more asset. So that makes it very clear that the Buddha benefiting the other, he community level, he allowed a lot of things. Not only allowed, he encouraged. Now the people, what they do is that they bring the personal level and the community level, they will change it. The personal level, they are not satisfied with whatever they're having, personal level. With the community level, then they will think, oh, it's very satisfying. They do. That is a very wrong way of thinking. Yeah, so that's the thing. Because the one thing that you have to understand, the Buddha's when he was allotting the business for the community level, you know, the one thing, very important thing we have to know that at the Buddha's time, he had no problem with his community at all. The Sangha had no problem. Because that time, there is six kingdoms in India. These old kings are his student, Buddha's student. Even he is raising the 10,000 or 20,000 as a monk, there is no food problem. Because all the kings that time, it's not only the one king, there's the six big kingdoms, old kings that comes from the Buddha's students. But he wanted to bring the very long visions of the thousands years vision. So he made the community levels and the sanghas, the structure very differently. So in the Buddha's, in the Vinaya rule, when the monks break the rules or something like that, the punishment is to serve the community. That he told the service to the service of the community. So even at that time, he's the best students. Their job is again, service the community. Who break the rules also service the community. Who are the best students, but also job is same, doing the service community. Sometimes you get misunderstand with the Dhamma practice. You think that the Dhamma practice is just in the room and the practice only help to improve the your realization. That is a very wrong, very wrong. When we are the kid, also the master used to tell the service the monastery, service for the temple. That will help the realizations get a better Dhamma practice. So that is a very important, that is a very, you should know that. Sometimes you get things that the Dhamma practice is some read the books and the some sadhana and the stay in the house and the close your eyes and the practice, you will get some realization. Never, never, you cannot get any realization with only with that. So that's why the most important thing that you need to do some of the service, community service, that will help you to purify the more negative karmas. So that's why in the monastery, we always say that the master says that do the service for the community, do the service. No? That is the way how you can purify and the negative sins. Because sometimes our negative senses comes from many reasons. So that's why this is the one of the best way to do the service. So that's why the Buddha told that that's why the benefiting the sentient being is the one of the best way to purify the negative karma. So that's why my master used to tell me one thing, that one of his classmates in the ancient time in the Tibet, he went to the mountain to, you know, and we call the retreat. No? So retreat means leaving everything and going to the high mountain. When he went to the very high mountain, and that time there was a very, very famous meditator in the Tibet, that will be in the 1940 or 50, around that. Then he met that a famous meditator, and then he told that now he will follow with him in the high mountain. Then that time, my master's, the classmate took the mandala, no, to offering. So that time, the famous meditator told my master's, the classmate, that to purify the negative karma, best way is to practicing the bodhicitta. You don't have to bring all these ritual items to throw it away. Very true point. Yeah. Yes. So that's why that's very important. So many years I teach in the monastery, Sarah Monastery, I teach so many years that I always feel that is my community service for monastery, service for doing the service. No? So some people, they do the service in the monastery, they go for the walk in the monastery business, like a shops and the restaurant, they go for the walk. That is the community service for the Sangha, not business. When they do for the business for the monastery, that's a community service. They also get a lot of the merits from it. And some people, they do the go and wash the monastery or the cleaning the monastery area. That's also the community service. That is the one the important part, community service. So, So when you say the Dhamma practice, some people feel that just sit in the room and chant the mantras and close your eyes, that only will not reach you nowhere. That will not bring you anywhere. If that will bring to you the such a far away, then in the monastery system, they will never talk about the community service. It's talking 1,000 years it was talking in the monastery. So now you can, they are saying in the Tibetan, you cannot bury something new that the ancient master have not have found. Yeah, so that's why, okay, they're saying, and we say something like that, no? You cannot find something new that the ancient masters, ancient scholar cannot find, yeah. Especially, I'm talking about Dharma, okay? Not about the science and the modern technology, okay? That's a little bit totally different, okay? So that's why the Dharma practices are do the also services, also community service, do something for the organization, doing the business for the organization. That can be also the one part of the Dharma practice. When you do something for the benefiting the others, that is action wise. So Dharma practice, the Dharma practice doesn't mean that you have to sit at one quiet place and chant a mantra. This is not only that, okay? Meditating. Okay, so this is one thing. So that's why there is a one ancient, there is a one monk who was very, very, at the time of the Buddha, his name is Charaka. He was a very naughty monk, very not that simple, very naughty. He created a lot of the troubles, a lot of the problems. Then the one time he just had the one make a very big problem in the Buddha's time. So Buddha's time, and he went to make and something like something had a very bad how to say that, maybe he the word maybe he had done something physically, verbally use a very, very wrong word. So the one lady, the lady was screamed. And the lady father came and he hit that monk. While he was hitting that monk, then the king without any the investigation, king told the cut the hand of that father of that lady, because he hit the student of the Buddha. Because king was the soul, I mean the devoted to the Buddha. Then that monk realized that he done a lot of big mistake. But the insist of his getting the punishment, then the lady's the father got the punishment. So he felt so sad about that issue. And then he went back and he told, now there is no, I have any value to see the Buddha. Then he went to see the Sariputra. Then told the Sariputra that now really I want to practice the Dharma. Now how do we do it? Then Sariputra told him that now you first thing is you have to confess. Confession. Then he showed the Dharma practice. Then after that, then he was practicing, he got the realization. After that, the Charaka got the realization, then he thought that really, I got the realization because of the benefit of the Buddha. Now I want to gratitude, show the gratitude towards the Buddha. Now really what I have to do. So then he looked and he told that the Buddha's the real, the his wish is to benefit the sentient beings. Now I will go and benefit the sentient beings. The story is a so sad story about him. Then he went to every village to preach the Dharma. Every village and lots of the people, then he will preach and the Dharma, and also the some village family, he encouraged them to serve to the Buddha, serve to the community. But the very sad or one incident, he after that he never go to see the Buddha. He feel that the really guilt, that even he got the realization, he feel the very guilt with the, what action he had committed. Okay, so okay, so then the later on that he find that the Buddha's the real wish is benefiting all of the sentient beings. Then what he did is that then he go on the watch for the benefiting all of the sentient beings. That he told that is the way, that is the way how he can repay back to the Buddha. Okay, so that is now the thing is that, okay, so now that is the point is that now. Now to hear the bodhicitta practices. When the bodhicitta practices are thinking the benefit of the sentient beings, okay? Then the benefit of the sentient beings. Not only the thinking, try to do as the your level to the benefiting. So that is the one thing that you all have to know, okay? So now the here that now the what is the point? Other points that here it talks about. Now here's the point, no? So now the 2 points, it talks about a 7.2 practicing on the 2 points of the bodhicitta, isn't it one? Yeah? Okay, meditate. Oh, okay, now you are in the training of the relative body. It told the meditate and how the self and the others are equal. Now here's some points that, yeah. Meditating on the relative bodhicitta, that is talk about the self and the others equal. Yeah. So what does that mean, the self and the others are equal? That old bodhicitta practice, always you have to think that yourself and others are equal. What mean by the equal means the same as you. Others also want the happiness, not want the suffering. That is the equal, what you have to think. It doesn't mean that equal means, it doesn't mean that they're exactly same as you. Okay? You might be more, looks better than the other. Okay? Okay? So thing is that, okay, so that equal means always you have to think that when you look at other sentient beings, and always you have to think that they are also same as you, wants the happiness, you don't want the suffering. So that is the one thing, that when you look at the others, whatever the negative thoughts comes for the other, you have to think that way. They are also same as you, also want the happiness and don't want the suffering. Okay, on this one.
No.
Okay, now the thing is that, okay, here now, then he talks about the equal, no, equality. There's a equal is something like that, it talks about equals means, that is the first practice, when you practice the bodhicitta, you have to think that the others and the selves are the equal, okay? Then the second point, you have to think that, also that see the many negative faults of the self-cherishing attitude. Okay, so that means when you look at your self-cherishing attitude and then see that what kind of the negative faults you can see with the self-cherishing attitude. Most the negative fault of the self-cherishing attitude is always the wrong thing the self-cherishing attitude is, you will compare that yourself with others. That's the worst thing of the self-cherishing attitude. Always you try to see the other good things. Always that you will try to see that. When you can see when the small bad things happen to you or to yourself, you will see as a very big. When the big bad thing happen to the others, you will see the compassion, but you don't feel like a very strong inside. When the small things comes to yourself, then you will feel very big, no? That's. So that's why you talk about thinking the negative points of the self-cherishing attitude. You can see in the contemplating the many faults of the resulting from self-cherishing attitude, yeah? And also think the contemplating the good qualities that resulting from the cherishing others. Yeah, so that's why, okay? That's why the sub-cherishing attitude, sometimes the sub-cherishing attitude and the cherishing for the others, these two attitudes, no, they are two attitudes. So that's why you always have to compare these two attitudes. When you really think the self-benefiting the others thought, that you will look at what makes the other happy. Not look at what makes you happy. When you have very self-centered attitude, that thinks always the what makes you happy, not think that what makes the others happy. If you really compassion towards other, if you really love towards other, you have to look at the what makes the other happy. You should accept it, even if it don't makes you happy. So sometimes when you become the true selfish, then you are demand more. Huh? Your demand will be more and the appreciation will be less. When you demand some more, the appreciation will be because you are too selfish, no? So that you want this and that and this and that for yourself, no? But in the reality that we are making always the one mistake in that. What happiness you got from self-cherishing attitude and what the suffering you got for the self-cherishing attitude, always the suffering will be more, pain will be more. What you get from the pain from the cherishing for the others and the happiness from cherishing others, always the happiness will be more when you're thinking the cherishing the others. So that's the thing, yeah, that's the thing. So that's the one thing that always, yeah, you have to know the one thing. So maybe so many years now, I think the many years now, whenever I pray to the Buddha, sometimes that really I feel that I have nothing to pray for Buddha. Decided I would never ask anything for me from the Buddha. So sometimes when you go to the temple, so sometimes I say the prayer, but pray just like a homage prayer, no? A prostitute, but I have nothing to ask the Buddha. Because I decided that I would not ask anything for myself for the Buddha. Okay. Because then I don't ask anything from Buddha because I'm more happy. Because now I haven't, Buddha have nothing to do for me. He have the more jobs to do with others, no? So that's why the self-cherishing attitude is something like that. So that's why the every prayer session when we pray for the may the all of sentient beings live happily. That is the bodhicitta always start to practice. So that's why we pray for the others. We benefit the others. That is thinking the benefiting the others. When you have that attitude, what kind of the pain you get from it less, happiness more. When you have the self-cherishing attitude, what the happiness and the pain, always that you will get pain more from the self-cherishing attitude. Okay, so that's the practice. So that's why, so here it talks about these two points, contemplating the many good qualities resulting from the cherishing other. Maybe a few days back, did I tell you that quite maybe week, 2-3 weeks back, when in the monastery, when I just went out of the monastery, they keep a lot of the irons, not inside of the one irons now. In the data 2 or 3 weeks back, yeah. Maybe 2 or 3 is more than that, yeah, back, yeah. Mm. Then there was some of the walls, they are doing some of the walls of the construction, small constructions there on the walls, yeah, side there. So I was going there, and again, I was very small. I took a little, the jump. So while I was taking the jump, I was, again, that some of the iron had to scratch my feet. Not that bad. No. That is a rotten iron, no? The iron, rusted iron, sorry, the rusted. Then they told me now I have to go for the get the injection, no? Because it is the rusted and especially it's iron. Then I came back and tried to wash my the sore, no? Or wash the sore, the cuts, then try to wash the cuts. Then I look back. When I'm looking back, the people who the laborers who are walking nearby, really bare hand, they are touching the iron. So I really feel very sad for them, compassion. Really, they have to also the more 100% more risk than the me. They have to deal with the, all the time with that iron, no? So then I thought that what to do is that not only me, I have to take the injection. Then I asked the monastery, the secretary, we will take all the laborers and we all will take the injection together. So later then not only me, I asked all the laborers, now we will take the injection together. Even they didn't get the cut.
Yeah,
so that's why the first moment of the, before I'm thinking, the first the moments of that when the iron and the cut, one thought came, the why me? Why I have to cut? I just took the one small jump and cut my feet. So cut my feet, a small jump. So I thought, why I didn't, why I came here? Why jump? I have to jump. Then later on, when I think for the levers, how the difficulty, then I took all the injection, then really thought that, I felt that really the Buddha made it to make me the cut. That's why that I can help the others labor to get that injection. Okay, so now what's an adi ode kare to phone chilota?
The actual contemplation on the interchange of seven others.
No, that is not that one. No. So can you just read it? Phone, can you read it?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Phone, can you?
The actual, these, the, on the, yes, I'm sorry, on the next day, the
which
actual
contemplation.
546.
Huh?
546, right?
546. Yes. Okay. Oh, got it. Okay. Now here you can see the one sentence. No, it's a very nice sentence. It talks about it. Yeah, can you see that the one thing that in the about the that the 500 and the marvel meditate contemplate many bis, and then can you see that the Shanti Deva, what the words, that's very important. All the worldly happiness to be found comes from the wishing the happiness from the others. All the worldly suffering comes, can you read that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you look at all the happiness, all the worldly happiness or the suffering, two things you have to say. All the worldly happiness to be found comes from the wishing the other happiness. All the suffering which comes from the wishing the self for happiness. Okay. So this is the one important point. So that's why that this words that it shows that the importance of the thinking, the benefiting the others, the thinking, the happiness for the others. Always we think the happiness for the self. We never think the happiness for the others should be the happiness for the others. You might say from your mouth, in the deep in your heart, it's very difficult to think. Okay. So now you can see the words, no? Again, then later on that you will see the one words that says that I see the cherishing this my mother, is a thought that leads to the happiness, the door to the leading infallible qualities. So that is the one important point it talks about, that important point. So it talks about, I see the cherishing to these mothers, that means that all the times what you have to think, all the time that you have to think that the may I will cherish to make them all the happiness. Also you have to appreciate the seeing the happiness for the others. So there is one Indian advertisement about the chocolate advertisement. I really like that advertisement very much. So India and Pakistan, they're the two countries, and that they have a very, very, how to say it, they have the lots of long problems. Historically, they have a lot of problems because they have the war, fight each other quite long back, quite often they have a war, these two countries. Yeah. So that advertisement is about the Indian, the chocolate advertisement, okay, yeah. So advertisement is that in that, so that what they're having, they're having the match between the India and the Pakistan, they're having the match. So every time when they're having the match, it was quite tense for the both country. So now they will bring the chocolate to celebrate. They feel that India will win, so they celebrate. But what will happen is that moment that Pakistan will win the game, so India, all the Indians that were supporting for the country, they will move in the very shock moments. So they don't know what to do now. And then the one kids will shout and say, oh, let's celebrate. Anyway, one team has won. So this is something really the Bodhicitta practitioner, equality. No? So we have to look at every equality, not to generate a hatred towards any others. Equality, thinking the kindness for the whole of the sentient beings. Yeah. So yeah. So that's the end of the advertisement. They will say, the one kid will say that anyway, we'll celebrate. One team have won. So this is a very interesting. What I feel like is that this is something like a Bodhicitta practitioner. So looking for the end of the sentient beings, very equally. And the thinking, the benefiting the all of the sentient beings. So that's why it talks about here. That's why it talks about the thinking, the benefiting, not a benefit, thinking. Now you would see the all of the sentient beings, cherishing them, all of the sentient beings, as your own mother. So cherishing all the sentient beings. Okay, then I'll stop here, okay, today. Thank you very much. So maybe these two sentences, the Shantideva sentence and the Guru Puja sentence, if you can memorize, that will be very good, okay? Okay, so that are two words. If you can memorize it, it will be very helpful when you generally have day-to-day life, no? When you can meet some people's, really, it makes some tense in your mind, you can think that, yeah? Okay, thank you very much, okay? Okay, and then see you. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Blai, Doctor.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.